KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the Atlantic girls track and field team is ready to get back to competition after the season was wiped out in 2020. The 2021 team gathered last week for team photos and to meet with media members, and there was a collective excitement for the new year. Atlantic returns a strong senior core that had some great success as sophomores. Atlantic qualified for state in the 4x400-meter relay, the 4x800-meter relay, and the distance medley in 2019. Madison Botos, Taylor McCready, Kennedy Gergen, Alyssa Derby, Haley Rasmussen were all contributors to those relay events. Gergen said they've been working hard to push themselves to new heights this year.
You know, we've been pushing a lot in practice. We've been having some really hard practices, but just keeping a positive mindset throughout the whole team really helps us.
Botos said the team really gets along well, and they've developed some great bonds, especially with those relay teams.
Yes, we are definitely tight this year, and like especially like the mid-distance group, because we like train together, so it's super easy. We just like all talk, you know, crack some jokes when it's tough, and like keep everybody up.
Rasmussen also was a state qualifier in the 200 meters and the long jump. Derby also qualified for state in the 200 meters. Rasmussen said it'll be a little different to start the season this year without results to look back on from last season.
Well, last year we didn't really have like a place to kind of set our PRs, so it's kind of different this year. We just have to go out there and see what our times are going to be the first meet and then just improve on them from there.
Taylor McCready hopes to cap off her strong distance career with a great season. She was a state qualifier in the 1500 in 2019. McCready had some great thoughts to describe about missing out on last season and what that was like.
I'm just looking forward to being able to go out and be on the track again. I mean, I've missed this sport so much, and it's one of those situations where you really don't realize how big of an impact like it has on you until it's taken away from you. So, I mean, that was definitely something that I'm pretty sure we all struggled with last spring.
There'll be another strong group of strong competitors, including seniors Lauren Nicholas and Caroline Pella, junior Addison DeArmond, sophomore Ava Rush as well. Atlantic head coach Matt Mullenix said it's been great to get started again. Mullenix saw a lot of progress during his first season taking over the program in 2019, and he said it'll be a new starting point for a number of athletes.
You could kind of see things kind of flip on there, learn how to compete, and coming back last year, yeah, I think there was a lot of anticipation for last season with our returnees, the seniors that we had last year. Coming in, you know, some of those juniors we were expecting to kind of have that year that catapulted them into this senior year. So, I think that's was kind of missed in there. And now you're kind of with the upperclassmen, as we've talked quite a bit, you know, they were sophomores and freshmen. And now we've got kind of two freshman class for us as a group. And so, the upperclassmen, good job of mentoring them and making them understand, you know, how we kind of do things and our competitive level and how we run practices and stuff like that. So, it's a little bit of that reintroduction, as you would say, getting things going again.
Atlantic will be part of a scrimmage meet this Thursday night with Trainer and ACGC before the season gets into full swing next week. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye women are headed back to the Sweet 16. Freshman Caitlin Clark scored 35 points as the Hawkeyes beat 18th-ranked Kentucky 86-72 yesterday. Game heard here on KJAN, a game they led by 27 points at halftime.
Obviously, I'm just enjoying this win right now, and going on to the Sweet 16 is something special. Honestly, they didn't have us in the field to start this season, but this team just believed in the coaches. The coaches believed in us, and we just worked hard every single day.
Clark says the hard work paid off for a young team that entered the season with few expectations.
So that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to keep being us going into the Sweet 16, but this is an awesome feeling. This is something you dream of since you're a little kid. So I'm just excited for the girls and for our coaches in this program.
Well, the Hawkeyes' third trip now to the Sweet 16 in their last four appearances in the NCAA tournament has Coach Lisa Bluter happy.
I mean, that's the goal, is that you want to not only have success, you don't want it to be a blip. You want it to be sustained success. And that's the goal of our program. And I'm thrilled that we've been there. We want to keep going. We got to the Elite Eight the last time that we played in this tournament. And so that's the next step. That's the next goal.
Hawkeyes shot a sizzling 57%. They improved to 20-9 on the season and advanced to this weekend's Sweet 16. Other scores yesterday in the Riverwalk region. Top seed Connecticut beat Syracuse 83-47. Sixth seeded Michigan knocked off third seeded Tennessee 70-55. Number two seed Baylor over Virginia Tech 90-48. Also yesterday in the Alamo region, top seed Stanford beat Oklahoma State 73-62. In the Mercado region, it was number one North Carolina State over South Florida 79-67. In the Hemisphere region, top seed South Carolina beat Oregon State 59-42. And number five seed Georgia Tech over fourth seeded West Virginia 73-56. The Iowa State women play fourth-ranked Texas A&M tonight in the second round of the NCAA tourney in San Antonio. The Cyclones advanced with an opening round win over Michigan State. Here's Coach Bill Fennelly.
They remind me a lot of Texas, Baylor, you know, long, athletic, rebound the ball really well, beat you off the bounce. They get to the free throw line a ton. You know, they're 24-2 for a reason. They're a team that a lot of people pick to win this whole thing. So, we got our hands full, but I think our kids are really excited about the challenge.
Fennelly says the Cyclones need to keep the Aggies off the offensive glass and the free throw line. They need to defensively limit the easy baskets, and he says rebounding will be the biggest key.
We've got to figure out a way to defensive rebound the ball better. If we can do that, we can probably hang around and see if we can compete. But if we don't, I'll be in my office on Thursday.
Cyclones are 17-10. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off tonight in San Antonio. Other games tonight in the Mercado region include Indiana versus Belmont, Arizona versus BYU. In the Hemisphere region, Maryland plays Alabama, UCLA versus Texas. And in the Alamo region, it's Missouri State playing Wright State, Georgia against Oregon, Louisville facing Northwestern. The Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team has been in Evansville, Indiana this week, prepping for the Division II Elite Eight. The Bearcats will square off against the West Liberty University Hilltoppers tonight at 6 o'clock. This is Northwest's fifth trip to the Elite Eight, and West Liberty is making their sixth Elite Eight appearance. It'll be the first meeting between the two schools that have very different styles. Atlantic native and Bearcat senior Ryan Hawkins talked about the stark differences between those two teams.
Well, they're about as opposite as you can get from us. We like to maximize our possessions and kind of work on the efficient end on offense. And we average about 60 possessions a game. And West Liberty comes in averaging 102 points, and they get almost 98 or 99 possessions a game offensively. They press the entire game.
Hawkins said taking care of the ball will be the primary key against the pressure from West Liberty.
I think the matchup will be, you know, we break the press pretty effectively. We'll have a pretty smooth night, but if their press gives us some fits, it should be a pretty good game.
Northwest has won 40 straight games on neutral floors, which is the longest active streak among all NCAA Division I, II, or III schools. The Bearcats and the Hilltoppers tip it off at 6 o'clock tonight at the Ford Center in Evansville, Indiana. That game can be seen live online at NCAA.com. And Iowa State men's basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger has announced that he'll retain assistant coaches Daniel Robinson along with director of basketball operations Micah Byers. That pair has combined to work 18 years at Iowa State and includes some significant periods during the most successful era in program history. That's Check of Sports here this morning. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.